From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Behe reporting. Syrian rebels and aid workers are accusing Damascus of using toxic gases in rebel-held Idlib province, a charge denied by the government. Syria charged the opposition with using chemical weapons. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said Tuesday the U.S. is looking into the reports, calling the allegation very serious.
We've long expressed our strong condemnation of the use of chemical weapons on civilians, which of course violates not only the cessation of hostilities, but international standards and norms, including the Chemical Weapons Convention, to which the government of Syria is a member, and two UN Security Council resolutions, 2118 and 2209.
UN investigators established back in 2013 that sarin gas was used in eastern Ghouta. The U.S. accused Damascus of carrying out that attack. Meanwhile, government allied forces, backed by Russian warplanes, pounded rebel positions in Aleppo. The UN Refugee Agency warned Tuesday that tens of thousands of South Sudanese have fled the country since fresh fighting broke out between the rival factions about a month ago. It said most have gone to Uganda. Thousands of others have made their way to Sudan and Kenya. Meanwhile, UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien visited a displaced people's camp near Wau. He said refugees there need both support and protection.
Of course, it's going to require more for as long as it takes, whilst the violence and the cause of the humanitarian crisis that we have here, both in nutrition terms, for water provision, for removing waste, and also making sure that we have good shelter and educational opportunities, as well as protection, are made available.
The UN's Stephen O'Brien, the UN estimates over 1.5 million people are internally displaced in South Sudan. Nearly 5 million are food insecure. This is VOA News.